The revamped All-Star Skills competition was largely a success on Friday night in Toronto. Instead of the usual format, where every All-Star competed in at least one event, the NHL instead limited the skills competition to just 12 skaters, who all competed in multiple events. As an added incentive, a $1 million prize was on the line. Three of those 12 competitors were Vancouver Canucks. Elias Pettersson was named as one of the initial competitors, then Quinn Hughes and JT Miller won the fan vote to join him. One more Canuck, goaltender Thatcher Demko, took part in the one-on-one event. The three Canucks finished 6th, 7th, and 11th in the final standings, coming up short of the grand prize, but all three held their own and flashed the skills that got them to the All-Star game. Let's go event by event for the results. Fastest skater 1. Connor McDavid 13.408 seconds 2. Matthew Barzell 13.519 seconds 3. Quinn Hughes 14.088 seconds 4. Cale Makar 14.089 seconds 5. William Nylander 14.164 seconds To no one's surprise, Connor McDavid won the fastest skater, though Matthew Barzell gave him a skate for his money. Quinn Hughes held his own, even if he's known more for his smoothness and maneuverability than straight-ahead speed. He barely edged out his defenseman rival, Cale Makar, by 1/1000th of a second to earn 3 points. One-timers 1. Nathan MacKinnon 23 points 2. David Pastrnak 22 points 3. Leon Draisaitl 22 points 4. Elias Pettersson 20 points 5. Nikita Kucherov 19 points 6. JT Miller 18 points 7. Matthew Barzell 17 points 8. Austin Matthews 15 points The new one-timers event saw Connor Bedard and Sidney Crosby take the ice to feed passes to the competitors, who had to hit sections of the net for points, with just under the bar worth the most, 4 points. Pettersson snuck into the top four, finished just 2 points behind David Pastrnak and Leon Draisaitl. He looked very comfortable from the right faceoff circle, where Canucks fans have seen him score plenty of goals on the power play. Miller wasn't far behind. He was firing entirely at the 4-point target under the bar, resulting in 3 crossbars. If even one of those 3 went in, it would have tied him for second in the event. Miller, who had his daughter Scotland on the ice with him, seemed to be having a great time at his first All-Star game and spoke to Kevin Bieksa briefly after the one-timers event. "That was sweet. After the first one, all the nerves went away," said Miller. "I actually felt pretty good about the shots. I told the guys, I'm not going for the twos, I've gotta give, When asked about getting passes from Crosby for the event, Miller had to grin. "Yeah, it's awesome. We got into it a bunch in Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago, so I told him to put everything aside," said Miller. "I've been watching him since I was a kid, so it's pretty awesome." Passing challenge 1. Elias Pettersson 25 points 2. Cale Makar 23 points 3. Matthew Barzell 21 points 4. Austin Matthews 19 points 5. William Nylander 16 points 6. Quinn Hughes 15 points 7. Nathan MacKinnon 13 points 8. Connor McDavid 12 points 9. Leon Draisaitl 12 points 10. JT Miller 7 points 11. Nikita Kucherov 5 points This was one of the toughest challenges of the night, with several players struggling significantly. The passing challenge required players to hit targets of varying sizes while skating the length of the ice as a minute-long timer counted down. Pettersson, however, didn't struggle at all, winning the event with deceptive ease. Needing to hit all three of his final targets to pass Makar for the win, Pettersson calmly went 3 for 3 on the smallest target. Hughes mostly played it safe, aiming for the mid-sized targets worth 2 points, which may have cost him in the long run, but resulted in a respectable 15 points. Miller, on the other hand, struggled. That's a bit of a surprise considering he's one of the best passers in the league, leading the NHL in primary assists. He's evidently better at passing when there's a bunch of players and sticks in the way. This was also where Kucherov's tough night started, as he missed target after target and visibly gave up, which earned him a few boos from the Toronto crowd. Hardest shot. 1. Cale Makar 102.56 miles per hour. 2. JT Miller 102.34 miles per hour. 3. Elias Pettersson 98.40 miles per hour. 4. Austin Matthews 96.22 miles per hour. 5. David Pastrnak 95.27 miles per hour. Just like the fastest skater event, only 5 players competed in the hardest shot. Both events seem like they have a high chance for potential embarrassment. No one wants to be revealed as a slow skater or to have a muffin of a shot, so that makes a little bit of sense since the players could choose their events. Miller made up for his lackluster showing in the passing challenge with a blistering slap shot to finish second in the hardest shot competition, barely behind the surprise winner, Cale Makar. Pettersson won the event last year and said he had a side bet with Miller on the hardest shot event, a bet he lost. His 98.40 miles per hour slap shot was still good enough for third in the event, however. Beat Petty in the hardest shot, said Miller when asked his goal for the skills competition. Made my night. That's worth $1 million to me. It was just a $100 bill, said Pettersson. He got it this time. I had over 103 last year, so he can brag about this, but I still got the record if we're going to be picky. Stick handling. 1. Connor McDavid 25.755 seconds. 2. Matthew Barzell 26.929 seconds. 3. William Nylander 27.272 seconds. 4. Nathan MacKinnon 27.715 seconds. 5. Leon Draisaitl 28.677 seconds. 6. Quinn Hughes 29.038 seconds. 7. Elias Pettersson 29.526 seconds. 8. David Pastrnak 38.488 seconds. 9. Nikita Kucherov 44.178 seconds. This was a difficult event, requiring players to quickly maneuver through a series of stick handling challenges, capped off by a toe drag at the net. Hughes had the extra challenge of being the first player to skate the course, giving everyone behind him the advantage of seeing a player go through it so they knew what to expect and the mark to beat. While Hughes had a smooth run, his time of 29.038 seconds wasn't enough to get him into the top 5. Honestly, Hughes should have finished higher in the standings, as pretty much every other competitor skated turned and skated forward in a section where they were required to skate backward. Even with a $1 million prize on the line, the NHL played fast and loose with the rules. Pettersson might have bettered Hughes on his run and earned a top 5 spot, but he lost an edge and wiped out. It was a costly error that dropped him significantly down the overall standings after he was in first place early in the event. Meanwhile, Kucherov struggled again and leaned into it, slaloming in a carefree way after losing control early and cheerily waving to the booing crowd. It was great. That's okay, said Matthews of Kucherov's 0.5 points in the skills competition. When you're leading the league in scoring, you get a pass. You can do what you want. Accuracy shooting. 1. Connor McDavid 9.158 seconds. 2. Austin Matthews 9.341 seconds. 3. JT Miller 13.587 seconds. 4. William Nylander 14.099 seconds. 5. Quinn Hughes 14.815 seconds. 6. Nathan MacKinnon 15.958 seconds. 7. Nikita Kuchiev 16.46 seconds. 8. Kale Makar 19.069 seconds. 9. David Pasternak 19.67 seconds. 10. Leon Draisaitl 46.089 seconds. Miller had a great showing in the accuracy shooting competition, which was the traditional format with foam targets. Miller went 4-for-7 with a couple of posts prolonging his time, but still finished in a respectable 13.587 seconds for third place. He needed the result, as it moved him into the top 8 to qualify for the next round. Hughes actually hit his 4 targets in fewer shots than Miller, going 4-for-6, but took a second longer than Miller and finished in 5th. Regrettably, that wasn't enough to get Hughes into the top 8 and he was eliminated with 4 points in 11th place. At least he finished ahead of Kucherov, who was humming to start the accuracy shooting contest, going 3-for-3 to kick things off until he was told that the whistle hadn't gone yet and he wasn't supposed to start. It was a fitting end to Kucherov's night. 1-on-1? 1. William Nylander vs. Cam Talbot 9 points. 2. Austin Matthew vs. Thatcher Demko 7 points. 3. JT Miller vs. Jeremy Swayman 6 points. 4. Matthew Barzell vs. Igor Shesterkin 6 points. 5. Kalemaker vs. Connor Hellebuyck 4 points. 6. Elias Pettersson vs. Jake Oettinger 3 points. 7. Connor McDavid vs. Alexander Georgiev 3 points. 8. Nathan MacKinnon vs. Sergei Bobrovsky 2 points. The one-on-one event was simple enough. Players were given a minute to score as many goals as possible on a goaltender of their choosing. The final pucks were worth double the points but came when the skaters were tired from the fast pace. Miller picked Jeremy Swayman of the Boston Bruins, saying, "I can't score on any of the other guys on breakaways." He finished third with 6 points, scoring on a few nifty moves. "I'm gassed right now," said Miller after. "My legs are fried." Pettersson had less luck against Jake Oettinger, who he picked because we were at dinner last night and had a little friendly chirp. Unfortunately, the chirping is likely to continue, as Pettersson was only able to get 2 pucks past Oettinger, one of them worth double points. The end result was that Miller and Pettersson were tied in points for 6th place, with only 6 players moving on to the final event. The tiebreaker was their performance in the one-on-one event, so Miller moved on and Pettersson was eliminated. The one part of the one-on-one event that had Canucks fans cringing, however, was when Thatcher Demko went up against Austin Matthews. Despite coming in cold, Demko went all out, stretching into complete splits multiple times. As Canucks fans prayed he wouldn't injure himself, Matthews still scored multiple times to finish second in the event. Demko cheered up Canucks fans, albeit inadvertently, when he accidentally snubbed a potential hug from Swayman before heading out onto the ice. He clearly had true tunnel vision and missed the friendly offer from his fellow goaltender. Canucks fans still are not fans of the Bruins, so they didn't mind the unintentional diss by Demko. Obstacle course. 1. Connor McDavid 40.606 seconds. 2. Kale Makar 43.435 seconds. 3. Austin Matthews 47.271 seconds. 4. William Nylander 49.065 seconds. 5. JT Miller 49.351 seconds. 6. Matthew Barzell 1:16. The final event of the evening was an obstacle course that combined several skills, speed, stick handling, passing, and shooting, sort of. With the point totals doubled for the final event, there was still a chance for Miller to win. It didn't quite go that way. Miller, with the lowest point total heading into the event, had to go first, which was a disadvantage. Still, he performed admirably, setting a decently high bar for his fellow competitors. Unfortunately, Miller's performance landed him in fifth in the event, ahead of only Matthew Barzell, who got a case of the yips in the saucer pass section of the course. He took so many attempts that he ran out of pucks and they had to bring him more. Connor McDavid, who was one of the people behind the revamped event, won the whole thing after finishing ahead of Makar in the obstacle course. Sure, that seems a little bit sketchy. Did McDavid just scam the NHL out of $1 million? But he deserved it, with strong performances throughout. Final results. 1. Connor McDavid 25 points. 2. Cale Makar 20 points. 3. Austin Matthews 18 points. 4. William Nylander 16 points. 5. Matthew Barzell 13.5 points. 6. JT Miller 12 points. 7. Elias Pettersson 10 points. 8. Nathan MacKinnon 7 points. 9. David Pastrnak 4.5 points. 10. Leon Draisaitl 4.5 points. 11. Quinn Hughes 4 points. 12. Nikita Kucherov 0.5 points. I had a really fun time, just being able to watch the amount of talent these guys have, said Miller. Obviously, I get to play against them all the time, but to see it like that firsthand was really special for me. I just feel super lucky and humble to be part of an event like that. When asked about what he'll remember most, Miller didn't hesitate. My daughter being able to do the warm-up with the guys, said Miller. That is something she won't understand until she's older. I brought her out for the little 10-minute warm-up and I'm looking Matthews and McDavid and MacKinnon flying around past her and shooting the puck past her head into the net and I'm like, you have no idea how cool this is. I had to pinch myself there.